Welcome back to the Roundtable. Troy Foundry Theater's Half-Baked Festival of Emerging Work launches in Troy, New York tomorrow. This is the first year of the new citywide theatrical fringe festival produced by the Troy Foundry Theater, and it will run for 7 days across several venues in Troy, including the Art Center of the Capital Region, the James Meter, Little Theater at Russell Sage College, Alias Coffee, and the Studio Troy. The festival will highlight the in-process Troy Foundry Theater projects selected for the 2023 TFT Company Creation Initiative, as well as other selected submissions from artists outside the company. Artistic Director David Girard and Producing Director Emily Kuro join us. Hello, hi, welcome back. Good to see you guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
So before we talk about the specific things you have lined up for The Fringe, tell me the overarching idea. Why now? Are we hoping to do it more? Maybe I shouldn't ask you that till we get through one. Go ahead.
Well, I think we already know we want to do it again.
Oh, okay. I think we definitely want to do this every. I think this is going to be an annual event. And I think we want this to expand into a much larger, what we think of more traditional, what we see in like New York and Philadelphia as a fringe festival.
Yeah, but the original idea stemmed from actually earlier this year, we announced the first round of a new initiative called the TFT Company Creation Initiative. And we received a grant, two grants.
Congratulations.
One from ART, the Alliance of Resident Theaters, and a separate one from through the Art Center of the Capital Region. And both of those are going towards funding this initiative and the festival, which stemmed out of the initiative. So the initiative originally was to have our company members submit seeds of ideas for new pieces of work that they would like to develop, and they were accepted, and people have been working on them for the last couple months, and it's a funded project. So they're being paid to create brand new work. And I think David can speak a little bit to the reason why we decided to extend the creation process instead of creating work and mounting it in 6 weeks, which is our typical format.
Part of that is sometimes it's like hurry up and produce with our company. And some of that had to do with the pandemic and coming off of the pandemic and just sort of the kind of milieu that we were in as far as how we were working. And this training methodology that we use, which is Praxis, and that is idiosyncratic to Troy Foundry Theater. It is our world-building methodology, and it's been refined and molded throughout our time as a theater company. It's a performance and dramaturgical training technique that all our company members and some of the folks outside of our company that are associates with our company have been trained in. So the idea is to use a lot of that training and a lot of that those conventions in building some of this work, and also not spending too much time, really kind of like taking like 4 or 5. Some of the other pieces have taken maybe certainly a little bit more time than that to play and just play and build.
Yeah.
And not have the kind of pressure of like, well, this has to be a fully realized, produced piece. And it's like, no, let's get this to a place where it's still in development. We're still kind of playing with ideas. We're throwing spaghetti at a wall in some cases and seeing what sticks, and then throwing it in front of an audience and saying, what do you think? Does this work? What's evocative about this moment? You know, what are parts of the piece that maybe don't work, and getting a little feedback before we go back into the process of creating something.
And doing it longer. So, you know, this is the first round of development. So the Half-Baked Festival kind of came into being because we were thinking, you know, we want to take all this time with development. We don't want to do a main stage this year because we really want to focus on this development time. But we don't want to just disappear for 6 months. So what is it that we should do to kind of keep in touch with our community and the people that support us and come to see our work? And so we thought, well, maybe we'll just throw a fringe festival together.
There's
easy,
four
easy.
There's four projects that we're highlighting that came out of the TFT Creation Initiative, and then there's four additional projects that were submitted by outside artists. And all of those pieces will be seen in the next 2 weeks through the Half-Baked Fest. So it's the Half-Baked Fest is a piece of the company creation initiative, but it's his own separate event.
Let's separate the offerings into company members and then outside artists. Great. To begin with the company member pieces. Tell me a little bit about each of those, if you would.
Okay. So the first piece I'll say a little bit about is called Children, and visually it is spelled CHILD parentheses REN. Mm-hmm. And this is a work in development created by lead artists in the TFT group. Specifically, there are some people that are not in the company, but our company members on this project are Christoph DiMaria, Kelly Artis, and Connor Armbruster. And that piece is it's hard to say too much about what
right.
they are because,
okay.
of
well,
course.
I can say what you
can. Inspired by parenting and particularly being a new parent.
Okay.
And in this case, Kelly already has kids, but she just had a baby in the last year. Christoph is a new parent. Connor is a relatively new parent. And so that was part of... Now I think it's grown from that concept conceptually, but that's what inspired the piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other non-company member working in that piece is Jennifer Coterie, and that is actually being performed. One of the first performances happening on Wednesday of this week. Then we have a piece called Foundry.
F word.
Messes with farce.
Foundry F word with farce. Yeah. And that is an exploration of exactly what it sounds like, which is farce and comedy. TFT's not, that's not something we do a lot of. The lead artists on that project are Shane Camaris, Raya Malcolm, David Gerard, who's sitting next to me right now, Ethan Botwick and Shannon Rafferty. I don't know if you want to say anything about that.
We're funny. We don't really get an opportunity to do comedy with this company. And
right.
many of us were involved in Cap Rep's productions of Wizard of Oz, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and we had a lot of very funny roles. And it's, you know, we don't get the opportunity with Troy Foundry Theater to really play with comedy. And it was like, well, if we're going to do comedy, and particularly farce, let's look at the convention of farce. How does farce a little bit different from satire or other different types of comedy, and kind of really breaking it down and exploring it from the ground up, and then building. I think we have a really funny container for this piece, and it would be a much longer piece. I think what we're presenting is the idea of what an act one of a three act play or a part one of a trilogy of plays, and I think it's really fun. It's been really fun to work on.
Next, we have a piece called In Camera, and the lead artists from Troy Foundry on that piece are Cameron Beck, Mitchell Johnson, and Amber Wheeler, who is not a company member but a close associate. They are an actor and a deviser on the piece. This piece explores codependency and perception and our most private conversations. That's really all I know, and you can see that one twice. It's being presented twice over the 2 weeks.
Yeah, they've been working in their own little bubble on this piece, so I'm excited. I know very little about this piece.
Sure.
I haven't actually been able to attend a single rehearsal of their piece, so I'm going to be as surprised as our audience is on that piece, so I'm excited.
Fantastic.
And then the last company initiative piece is called Room Rituals, and that is created by Raya Malcolm, Ethan Botwick, Connor Armbruster, and me, Emily Curro. And this is a very interesting piece. We've been putting it together, staging it at the studio in Troy, and it's an exploration of the intersection of routine and ritual. And basically, you'll be invited to a ritual.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Great.
I think it may involve a little bit of movement and sound as well, as far as performance techniques go. Yeah.
Great. And those are the company produced pieces. And now we need to run through kind of quickly the others.
Yeah, very quickly. We have four other pieces we're excited about. One is called My Soul is in Command, a tragicomic musical creep show created and performed by Robert Carlson. That piece Robert developed at,
Double Edge Theater?
Yes, Double Edge Theater in Asheville, Mass. Okay. And he is somebody that we know well and like to collaborate with. A piece called Hard Candy and Misdemeanors, which is a brand new play by Chris Eli Black, who is an incredible, incredible young playwright who is up and coming. Get to know Chris and everything that they do. That'll be directed by Angelique Powell.
Love Angelique.
Of course, yes, we all love Ange. The next piece is called Elected Remains. That's a new play by a Brooklyn playwright and performer. Her name is Leah Barker. That piece is directed by Yvonne Perry. We've worked with Leah a couple times at our Dark Day Wednesday free reading series, and we really love her work. And then the last additional piece is called, this is a working title, Picnic Among Tall Grasses, a Patch of, no, sorry, sorry.
It's okay.
A picnic among tall grasses. Slash.
A patch of grasses.
Right.
Working titles.
Yes.
And that is a new play by Matthew Sekulik, who was Cap Region based and is now in Philadelphia. And we've worked on a couple of Matt's other pieces before. So we're excited to see what that brings.
Yeah. So these outside playwrights we have a little bit of a relationship with, which I'm really excited about because they're, in the case of those three playwrights, we've read some of their work before, and we just like their stuff, and it feels very much in the milieu of – I've used milieu twice, by the way, today. I just like to point that out. You've used that word twice. In the milieu of Troy Foundry Theater.
Three times. Four times. All
right. Milieu, 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 milieu.
You've used up our quota of that word for the
year. I don't think anybody can use it for the rest of the day anymore. In WAMC.
Troy Foundry Theater's Half-Baked Festival of Emerging Work will have performances June 14th through the 17th and the 21st through the 24th. The full schedule of events and venues can be found at troyfoundrytheater.com. David Girard and Emily Kuro, thank you, as ever, for being here and break legs.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Fringe it up over there. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.